never sleeps, and seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, this is today's special from Iran Radio. You are listening to, and during this program, we're going to speak about living successfully in dunya and akhirah, means this world and the hereafter. So be with us. But first, as the ritual of this program, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 7th of Jamadil Awal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of November, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-An'am, verse 32. We'll listen to it. Then we try to get more about the important points in this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
If the life of this world does not be considered as a field for the coming world, it becomes a toy. And human beings will be busy as children with play things such as property, position, and so on. Their status can be resembled to the scene of a theater where a person appears in the guise of a king, another one plays in the function of a servant, and the third one become a minister therein. After some while, all the clothing and function will be set aside, and these persons actually find out it has been only a play or a film wherein they had a role of playing.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need,
I don't need,
I
This is today's special, and our topic is to live successfully in Dunya and Akhirah. This world is like a board game. It has rules, and you have to play by the rules in order to win the game. Who set the rules? Allah does, our Creator. Why did He send us into this game? Allah is telling us that He does not need His creations, jinn and humans, to keep Him alive or give Him anything. If Allah does not need us to sustain Him, then why did He create us? Allah is not playing with us. This is serious. He is the just one. His justice demands Him to create a just game of life that requires us to be accountable for all of our actions on the Day of Judgment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the happiness, sa'ada, in this world and in the hereafter. Happiness in the Quran refers to happiness in this world and hereafter. So we see that in Quran, happiness principally and basically has been defined, happiness in this world and in the hereafter. So they are interconnected to each other. Happiness in the hereafter, or everlasting felicity, is the ultimate goal of the believer. All the joys that humans experience in this world are a means to ultimate happiness in the next world. And they acknowledge God with gratitude for the blessings granted to them. Happiness that is associated with the word sa'ada in the Quran is a permanent state and refers to otherworldly happiness or the happiness of the hereafter. This eternal happiness is mentioned twice in Al-Quran as an adjective and as a verb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "The day it comes, no soul shall speak except by His permission. Some of them will be wretched and some happy." This is Al-Quran chapter 11, verse 5. "And as for those who are happy, they will be in paradise, abiding there so long as the heavens and the earth endure, unless your Lord wills, as uninterrupted giving." This is chapter 11 of Quran, verse 8. The word ata, or giving, appears 14 times in Al-Quran, and nowhere else is uninterrupted giving mentioned. Thus, we may conclude from this that happiness comes from uninterrupted giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
You are Muslim. When you don't read Quran every day, this action is among stopping you from becoming a successful Muslim. Why? Listen to me. Successful people read the Quran to get the guidance for life. We know that Quran is the guidance for any work or mission that we pursue. When we take Quran as our life guidance, it guides us in all our endeavors. Also, through the remembrance of Allah, we learn to depend on Allah alone. On the other hand, when we are not in touch with Quran, we find no guidance, no remembrance, and no dependence on Allah. Instead, we start depending on mere means. Consequently, we face failures, not even knowing that we brought it upon ourselves before we move forward. Let's ponder upon this for a moment and make some decisions for our life. Life is temporary, yes? Life is like taking a trip. You know, everything is temporary because after this trip, you will go back to your home and continue your normal routine. During this trip, you stayed in a hotel. Sometimes the hotel room suits your taste. Sometimes you don't like it very much. Either way, you don't try to fix room or decorate it to your liking. Because you know it's only a vacation, it's temporary. This life is exactly the same, but some people live in this world as if they live here forever. They work hard to gain wealth until it never seems enough. They are not afraid to make major sins, thinking they'll get away with it. And they buy and live in big mansions when there is only two people living in it. When you see how temporary this life is, it will help you go through life events according to what Allah and the Prophet Muhammad saw require of us.
The religion of Islam teaches us that we shall remind ourselves that there is going to be a life, an eternity, a truth that awaits us after this temporary life that we are living today. What do I mean? The religion of Islam says, place your graveyards right in the center of the city, so that every morning when you wake up, you see the dead bodies going outside from their residences into the downtown. You're going to work, you're going to school, and you realize that, who is this person? This guy was my neighbor. He went to school with me. I knew him. He's the salesman at the local market. He's my teacher. He's my second cousin. And you remind yourself that this life is not meant to last forever. In fact, the only truth that every single human being has to accept, a truth that cannot be changed, a truth that cannot be delayed, is the fact that one day this temporary life is going to change, is going to end. And there's going to be an akhirah. And there's going to be a life of eternity. Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi says, "Man ammara dar al-iqamah fahuwa al-aqil." He says, do you want me to tell you who is truly the wise? Who is truly the reasonable? Who is truly one with logic and intellect? Who is he, Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, he who built the home of permanence, the home that's going to last forever. If we live in a society where it is less likely for us to see the dead, to see bodies being washed, to see bodies being buried, then the religion of Islam teaches us that the least we can do is to look at our kafan.
Dear brother and sister, think about these words and concepts again and again. Till another one, another session of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi.
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So today we have a great, great hadith. What a hadith. In this great hadith we learn a, you know, very crucial lesson that we should, it is necessary for our lives. Every one of us should do it, should take heed. So in this hadith, somebody comes to someone called Ibrahim. He comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "I described, I explained what I believe in the presence of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wasaftu li Abi Abdullah Ja'far ibn Muhammad Dini. What my deen, I like described my deen, what I believe to him. So I told him, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I believe in the unity and in monotheism. I believe that Allah is the one and only. Wa anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rasulullah, and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah. And also, وَأَنَّ عَلِيًّا إِمَامُ عَدْلٍ بَعْدَ, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Imam after the Holy Prophet, then Imam Hassan, then Imam Hussein, then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and then Muhammad ibn Ali, Imam Baqir, and then you. Then what did the Imam say? Of course we should believe in all the 12 Imams, but What did the Imam say? He said, فَقَالْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهِ May God have mercy upon you. May God bless you. But, you know, this is not enough. These are beliefs. Yeah, they are necessary. They are the base. Yes, but he said three times, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Have piety. Be pure. Stay away from sins. Stay away from evil. Stay away from what you know that is not right. Brothers and sisters, you know, there are a lot of things that we know. And if we abide by the things that we know and we act upon what we know, Allah will give us more knowledge. But do we, are we pious enough to do what we know and to stay away from what we know is like evil and not right? This is taqwa and we should preserve it. And also the Imam continues, alaykum bil wara. You should have wara. Wara is like taqwa, is even more like deeper and more like kind of staying away more, far away from sins. And sidq al hadith, and you should be truthful, and you should be so trustworthy, and you should preserve and keep your stomach from sins. How? You know, you should stay away from haram things. And also you should be, you should preserve chastity. Stay away from, other sins. And then the Imam says, if you do so, you will be with us in the paradise. So, all beliefs and acts, believe and act upon it, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن هدي الإيمان. القرآن مسك الختام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio and in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having brothers Ali Nasser here with me, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and brother Masoom. Everyone, salam alaikum. Are you doing well? Hussein? Fine?
Alhamdulillah.
Masoom, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Fine.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Great. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Everyone is doing great. So, brothers and sisters, hope you are doing as well. Great. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 11 of Surah
Yunus.
Yunus alayhi salam on page
209.
So brothers and sisters, hope you have the Quran with you. Please turn to page 209, Surah Yunus alayhi salam, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, ayah 11. Let's listen to a recitation of this ayah, then inshallah we'll continue practicing this ayah. Ready everyone?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walau yu'ajjilu Allahu lin-nasi ash-sharra isti'jalahum bil-khayri laqudiya ilayhim ajaluhum. فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
That was a nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم شر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم Were Allah to hasten ill for mankind here ill means punishment, okay? Were Allah to hasten punishment for mankind with their haste for good their term would have been over. لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ But we leave those who do not expect to encounter us bewildered in their rebellion. Guys, do you believe that Allah Almighty is blessing?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe Allah Almighty is merciful?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, that's what our wisdom says. Come on. Look, Allah Almighty is the creator. So it's not fair if he is oppressive. Alright? It's not fair if he is bad with his creation. No. Overall, Allah Almighty is merciful, forgiving. Alright? In this world, it's all about test. It's all about
tests.
Okay? We are facing a lot of challenges. So whoever, at the end of the day, whoever comes with good result, all right, whoever passes the tests, will be inshallah given an eternal life in the heaven. Whoever not, will be deprived from that blessing of Allah Almighty. Yes?
Yes.
So sometimes we make mistakes. Most of the times we make mistakes. Maybe sometimes we forget to do the prayer, we have laziness, or sometimes we backbite, sometimes we lie, sometimes we whatever, sin, sometimes we do. But Allah Almighty is so forgiving. He doesn't quickly punish us.
Mm-hmm.
Punish us, okay? He doesn't quickly punish us. He gives us time. And have you heard about the two angels that we have on our shoulders?
Yes.
The one on the right, the one on the left?
Yeah.
You can't see them, but they are. All right? So look, the one on the right tries to record all the good deeds. Yes? All the
good deeds.
You do one good deed, they will write it as soon as you do it. Even if you make the intention of doing a good action, they will write thawab for you. They will record it. It's a command of Allah Almighty. Alright? But if you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, Allah Almighty does not command them to quickly write it, record it. Allah Almighty tells them that give him some time, he might repent. He might come back to me. He might repent.
Come back.
Okay, come back. One of the beautiful names of Allah Almighty is Tawwab.
Yeah.
Allah Almighty is merciful. Here Allah Almighty says, if Allah Almighty was to punish people, mankind, as soon as they make a mistake, all right, punishing. So it's punishment of Allah Almighty. Whatever he wants, he can do it. He can take your life. because we belong to Him. Yes? If Allah Almighty were to do this, there would be no human being. But Allah Almighty's management is this, that He gives time. Alright? Istidraj. It's called Allah Almighty gives time to us. Alright? In punishment, in adab, Allah Almighty gives time. But we should be careful that we should not be among those who misuse from this mercy of Allah Almighty, from the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. Okay? You say, okay, Allah is forgiving, forget it. I make a lot of mistakes, hundreds of times I do this sin. I know Allah Almighty is forgiving. I say, Allah, sorry God, He'll forgive me. No, maybe you will not even have that time to repent. For example, you're managing your scheduling that at the age of 80, okay, I'll repent. Alright? You say that I will commit this sin till the age of 79. At the age of 80, I will repent. God will forgive me. Maybe you will die at the age of 50. You will not get the chance to repent. So we should be very much careful. Alright? Nothing is guaranteed. Death is not guaranteed for us because we don't know it. We don't know what time we
die.
Three things you don't know about your death. That last point. One. Time. Two.
Place.
Place. Three.
The reason.
No, the way you die.
Oh. Yeah.
The way you die. All right.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, refer to the Tafasir books. This ayah has a lot of beautiful points. We don't have much time to talk about it. Let's go to the Tajweed points. Hussein, would you read this ayah once?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Ahsantum.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walau yu'ajjilu Allahu lin-nasi ash-sharra ista'jalahum bil khayri liqudhiya ilayhim ajaluhum.
Walau yu'ajjilu Allahu lin-nasi ash-sharra ista'jalahum bil khayri laqudhiya khayri la.
ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم
أحسنتم أحسنتم للناس نون has a
شدة
yes, تشديد make sure you extend the sound شر and how do you read it معصوم
شر
استعجال أحسن you ignore the Hamzatul Wasl, because it occurs in the middle.
Yeah.
So, in the middle of two words. So, isti'jalahum ends with meem sakin plus
ba.
Ba. Ba. What do you do here?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. How do you do that?
Shar wasti'jalahum bil khay.
You know that ikhfa, when you apply the rule ikhfa, you have to do an extension as well. Two counts. شر استعجالهم بالخير extend okay لقضي إليهم أجلهم فنذر الذين move on
فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون
only one important point here لقاءنا and also the word لا يرجون Echoing, I mean, the tafkhim al-rayas. And liqa'ana.
Mad is wajib.
Yeah, the mad is wajib. So that's it. Easy, easy ayah. I will recite it. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم
ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم
خيري بالخير لقضي إليه ما شاء الله كنت لسن فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون
فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us up to this time that's it from us for today for this session inshallah stay with Arab English Radio for the next coming sessions thank you so much Ali Nasir Hassan Hussein and Masoom inshallah We hope we should have you for the next sessions as well. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Corporations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the Ever-Merciful
all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Rida Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now let's listen to some passages of this ziyarat.
The ziyarah of al-Yasin.
As-salamu alayka bijawami as-salam.
Peace be upon you, to the ultimate meaning of peace.
Ushhiduka ya maulay anni ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika la wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh la habiba illa huwa wa ahluh.
I solicit you, O my master, to testify to me that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, one and only Lord, and having no associate, and that Muhammad is a servant and messenger. There is no one more beloved by Allah than him and his household.
Another sentence of Ziyarat al-Yasin in which we salute Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance with a comprehensive salutation, is As-salamu alayka bijawami as-salam. Peace be upon you with a comprehensive salutation. This is the last salam statement in this part of Ziyarat al-Yasin. And the reciter of this Ziyarat has now reached a stage where he has completed reciting the Ziyarat and describing Imam alayhi salam with the most perfect attributes. And instead of endlessly reciting salutation upon you, it makes sense to recite a single salutation that can convey a sense of completeness and totality. That is why we recite salutations upon you with a comprehensive salutation. The word jawami' is the plural of the word jami' in Arabic. Grammatically, jami' is the nominal subject and means to collect the scattered ones. A word that, albeit small in appearance, unravels profound concepts and is referred to as jami'. In the context of the ziyarah, it means whenever a salutation is recited, and whatever be its kind, may it all be addressed to you, O Imam Mahdi. And because we do not end our salam here, we do not understand different types of salam. We want to send every complete kind of salam to Imam alayhi salam. This is also mentioned in many of the other ziyarat or many other salawats on the different imams. For example, in the salawat of Imam Rida alayhi salam, there also we recite that may God send you his peace and blessings, a blessing and peace that is continuing, is incessant, is constantly, is repeating. And so Imam, we are saying salam and salawat to Imam alayhi salam and salutations with a complete type of that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayh, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
Allahumma kur liwaliyika hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
And after that, we start testifying and we call upon Imam alayhi salam as a witness. And we tell him that he should just testify that we have testified that there is no God but Allah the Almighty. So therefore here we continue and say, أشهدك يا مولاي أني أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I ask you as a witness to give witness that I testify that there is no God but Allah the Almighty. He is alone and there's no partners with Him. Here, this is a very important point, and that is to take Imam alayhi salam as witness in different acts of worship. And one of the things that we see many of the Ashab and the companions of the infallible Imams used to do was to go to the Imams and to tell their Imams about their religion, so that if Imam alayhi salam finds any fault with that testifying, and if Imam alayhi salam finds any faults with that belief, Imam would correct them. And this happened in about many of the companions and staunch followers and Shi'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, including Abdul Azim Hassani, that is buried in Ray near the Iran's capital, Tehran. So this is something very important that we need to tell our imam about our beliefs, and if there's a problem with that belief, they would correct us. And now, one of the things that we learn from this is that we need to go even to the dear scholars of religion and ulama who are well-versed in religion and they are well-educated, to tell them about our beliefs and learn from them if there is any problem in our beliefs or not. So if we have any doubt, if we have any questions, we need to go to the Imam and especially the general deputies of Imam alayhi salam, Nawab Aam, which are the Maraji', and tell them to answer our questions, to remove our doubts, and to strengthen our belief in Allah the Almighty. And if there is anything wrong with that, to correct it. Inshallah, I continue these shahadat and testifyings in the next program. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Allah, 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 Allah.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند، اون ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن می‌کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah Allahu wa la ilaha illallah Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iranradio.ir. Well, in this program what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. Well, about independence of the country, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, in order to remove the hellish dictatorship, nation has struggled so courageously that it has astonished the East and the West. The bloody struggles will definitely lead to independence and freedom. Well, this part of Imam's speech concerns about the hardship that nation of Iran went through in order to reach independence and freedom. You know, Islam is based on freedom and justice. And unlike other creeds, it does not have a narrow and one-track perspective. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, "Do not be the slave of anyone, since God Almighty has created you free."
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Person is free in enjoying all personal rights and making efforts to make talent and creativity blossom. But for this freedom, a framework has been determined so that the freedom of a person does not mislead him and does not harm others. In the ideal government of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the state does not hinder civil liberties and personal freedom, provided the action of individuals are not offensive to other members of the society. In other words, freedom becomes meaningful within the framework of human rights and the dynamic sharia of Islam. It was in the light of the teachings of Prophet wasallam that the father of the Islamic Revolution preached freedom in various dimensions in Iran, including social freedom, freedom of expression and ideas, as long as they are not harmful to the citizens and the society, freedom of women in the real sense under the liberties of the hijab, the freedom of religious minorities to practice the tenets of their faith and personal laws without interference by the Islamic State. Because all of his firm belief in the freedom and independence of people, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh always criticized the despotic regimes ruling Muslim countries under the patronage of the West. He called on the people of these repressive and dependent states to rise up for their denied rights, for freedom and for independence. Totally, although the founder of the Islamic Republic is no longer in our midst, physically, his thoughts and the practical precedents he says in establishing the Islamic system of government are alive.
Israel Watch welcomes you. The recent dismissal of War Minister Yoav Gallant by Netanyahu, the anticipation of Iran's response to the Israeli aggression, concerns regarding potential assassinations of Israeli officials, the crisis of recruiting the Haredim, and the struggles faced by families of soldiers fighting in Lebanon and Gaza have been the focal points of Hebrew media. These topics will be the subject of discussion with our guest in the studio, Mr. Saleh Abu Izzah, who closely follows Israeli affairs. We extend a warm welcome to you, esteemed guest.
Thank you.
Let's kick things with Netanyahu's dismissal of his war minister, Yoav Gallant, and the appointment of Israel Katz in his place, alongside Gideon Saar taking on the role of foreign minister. This move has raised numerous questions in political, military, and media circles regarding the impact of his dismissal on the course of the war in Lebanon and Gaza. Professor Saleh Abu Izzah, what are the real objectives that led Benjamin Netanyahu to dismiss Gallant at this particular time?
يعني ربما حينما نتحدث عن التوقيت هو اختيار When we discuss timing, it often reflects a strategic choice from Netanyahu's starting point in dealing with his opponents. He frequently capitalizes on internal, regional, and international situations to undermine his rivals in a way that casts them in a negative light. He has strategically chosen the timing of the U.S. elections and is aware of the tensions within the governing coalition. There is